Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is God is the Best of Planners. A well-known sheikh lay on his deathbed. The question of passing on his mantle to a worthy successor was very much on his mind. He called three of his best disciples to his presence. The sheikh asked the first disciple, "If I make you the king of the whole world with unlimited authority, what will you do, my son?" The first disciple thought for a moment and replied, "I will build a masjid in every town. I will make sure that every person in the world performs his prayer on time. I will appoint watchmen to ensure that every man, woman, and child worships the Lord. And if they don't, I will punish them." The sheikh then turned to the second disciple and asked the same question. And he answered, "I will establish dhikr in every household," replied the second disciple. "I will ensure that the name of Allah is recited in every household morning and evening. I will give rewards to people who excel in his remembrance." The sheikh then turned to the third disciple. "What will you do if I make you the king of the whole world, my son?" he asked. The disciple pondered the question for a moment. His face lit up as the answer flashed through his soul. "I will leave the world just as Allah has created," replied the third disciple. "I will ensure the dignity of every man, woman, and child, whether he believes or does not believe. I will honor the light that Allah has lit in every breast. Whatever I propose cannot be as good as it has been created. Allah is the best of planners. It is His will that there is diversity in this wonderful world. I will honor that diversity and I will celebrate it. Allah, the best of planners," repeated the sheikh. He then placed his turban on the third disciple, gave him his robe, and passed on the secret of his mantle to him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi and I have the privilege of having this episode with you. Well, what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then we try to talk about them and take some moral themes and lessons out of them in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary and daily life. Okay, the story we've just listened to is about the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans for our lives and the concepts of taslim and submission. You know, it is necessary for us to know and believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a plan for each one of us before we were born. And He still has a plan for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His plans for us is necessary and glorious. You know, His plans are vital to our success and important to the world. Sometimes things go according to your plans, you know. All that means is your plan And Allah's plan was in the same for that one thing. But sometimes your plan and Allah's plan are not the same. Sometimes you stay in difficult situations and, you know, that may take even years, even 10 years, for example, or even more. Or when you are in good situation, you will lose it so easily at once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهدينا ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. Except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 24. You know, this verse is recognizing that not everything will go according to your plan. You will still have to make a plan. You still will have to put in effort. But at the end of the day, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will decide whether this plan will come through or not. Sometimes He takes things away from us or puts us through experience that give us pain. But He always does what is best for us. We may not see it now. We may not see it for even years. We may not see it till the next world. But we must have faith that whatever He does is always for the best. There's always some good in a loss, in a trial, in a difficulty, or in a suffering. Trust Allah. Believe me. He is Al-Hakim, the most wise. He is Al-Alim, the most knowing. He says in His holy book, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرُهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 216. Okay, for now, let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from Arab English Radio, and we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His plans which are the best for us. You know, part of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of our tawakkul in Him is to have faith in Him being all-knowing and the most wise. Difficulties and trials give us the opportunity to practice this belief. When we are brought to our knees by difficult circumstances, when we see our plans failing and when we are blocked by the circumstances beyond our control, it is difficult to see the good in situation. But when we tell our hearts that there must be some good in this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan for us, we set our hearts on the path towards healing. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that we tell ourselves to move forward on the earth. He puts us on even when it hurts. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means we do not question His decrees, even as the tears stream down from our faces. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means we have faith that He will bring us through this and place us exactly on the path that we are meant to be, and that we will eventually understand why this was for the best. There is a beautiful dua attributed to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and it says, O Allah, when I lose my hopes and plans, help me remember that Your love is greater than my disappointments. and your plans for my life are better than my dreams.
Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. I bid you farewell until another episode, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.